What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
And we're back. We have time to mention that Lenny Gallant can be found online. Look him up. LenniGallant. He's everywhere. Here we go. Back to the interview.
I guess we met first when you needed a place to rehearse, and you'd come in to rehearse for a day or two in our basement studio house concert space. And you had a piano player and a fiddle player, I believe. Probably some of the same guys, I don't know, that you're touring with now.
And no, it would have been different.
Different, people, yeah. And I really appreciated the, I didn't really sit around the room too much. I was a little busy, but I appreciated the focus that you have and the getting the band tight. And do you do heavy rehearsals before you go out on tour, or do you just kind of let it develop?
Well, the people I play with are pretty stellar players, and they pick up stuff pretty quick.
Yeah.
But you know, we like to make sure it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
But we don't rehearse for weeks on end or anything like that. Yeah. We have a library of songs that are solid and rehearse quite a bit to get them down on record. And once you get them down on record, you're pretty good to go out on tour. But you know, you have to finesse them a little bit.
Side, all the way to where she stands. I'm listening to Patty singing Refugee on the radio that's in need of repair. She says the world is all broken. Nobody gonna fix it now. Why bother with another band-aid? Counting on angels coming to guide us, coming to answer dreams and our long distance calls. We're throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender. She says that's the only way to mend it all. Counting on angels coming to guide us, coming to answer dreams and our long distance calls. Just throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender.
guide us, coming to answer dreams and our long distance calls. We're throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender. She says that's the only way to mend it all. There's a shooter in a high school somewhere, another hurricane on the coast. Her horoscope read this morning, be careful in what you post.
Do you play any of your new songs on tour before you record them, or do you always wait till you've recorded them before you take them out? I find playing the song live a few times really helps settle it into the to where you want it to sit in your brain when you're singing and playing. So I just wondering, how do you go about that?
Both, actually. Some of them we did play live and kind of worked out the kinks before we got in the studio. Mm-hmm. And others we just we learned just before we recorded them in the studio to learn how to play them. And frankly, there are some that we practically put together in the studio. Not too many on this last album, but I've had songs that I've literally finished while sitting in front of the mic, you know.
Right.
That doesn't happen very much.
I've been in that situation where all of a sudden something sparks and the song gets rewritten and the vibe of the recording studio players and the room and whatever, it all of a sudden the song changes and get, like you say, it gets completed right then and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Pressure is an amazing, producer. You know, I always find that,
yeah.
You know, I remember one song I was recording with Colin Linden. He was producing the album, The Open Window.
Yeah.
We were up in Hamilton and we're actually in Grant Avenue Studio, Danielle and Wazol's studio up there. Right. And I had one song and I couldn't finish the last verse, and it was driving me crazy. And I told Colin, maybe we might have to ditch this song. I can't get the last verse done. Oh, well, let's record it anyway. And it was the craziest thing. I was actually doing the vocal for it in front of the mic. And when I got to that verse, I just sang it. I sang distinct, overt. The words just came into my head at that moment. I've never had anything like that happen before.
Isn't that,
it blew my mind. I was thinking that pressure is an incredible instigator for getting things finished, you know.
probably fairly often. Do you write in spurts or do you continually write?
It varies. I go through periods where I might feel very creative, but mostly these days, because the touring and the business takes up so much of your time, I find I'd probably be trying to write more if I have a project coming up that I'm working for.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I enjoy writing for various things other than albums. I've written for film. I've written for theater and for various events as well. And that's always, that can be fun too.
Song, to the only place where she belongs. Only the stars will guide her now. Only the wind will show her how. On the Minnehaha, can you hear the laughing waters? Ha 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 ha. She sails into the sun on the Minnehaha. Sing a song for the ocean's daughter. Ha, 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 ha. A new day's begun. This boat is strong. She will be fast. Now lash the helm. Climb the mast. Pull all the reef knots out of the main, then let her have her way again. On the Minnehaha, can you hear the laughing waters? Ha, 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 ha. She sails into the sun on the Minnehaha. Sing a song for the ocean's daughter. Ha, 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 ha. A new day's begun. The lightning talking come from cloud to cloud. Keep a steady hand on the helm. You paid the price to cross this realm. You know the way the wind is moving now. This dream will take you round the world. This boat will shape you like a pearl. The sextant on the morning sun. She sails into the sun on the Minnehaha. Sing a song for the ocean's daughter. A new day on the Minnehaha. Can you hear the laughing waters? She sails into the sun on the Minnehaha. Sing a song for the ocean's daughter.
In my mind, I'd love to write. I mean, Searching for Abigwait, that was a multimedia show I put together, and I thought it was only going to run for one summer. I did it in collaboration with the Confederation Center in Charlottetown. It was meant to run for one summer, but we've now run it for six seasons and over 200 shows. So
yeah.
That really kind of lit a fire under me to maybe do something else along that line, or even write a musical. I'd love to write a musical at some point.
Your style of your lyrics and the presentation would lend well to that, I think.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I like to tell stories in my songs, and so if I have the story, I can write around. I enjoy that.
Happiness by Lenny Gallant, and you're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell, and I really appreciate you being right here on the radio with me. We're going to take a short pause. Don't go away. We will be right back.
We got back on our feet.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam Borman from CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a second-year media and political studies student. And my favorite part about CFRC is the freedom that they allow me to really play whatever I want and the community and how helpful everyone that volunteers and works here is. If you want to hear more from me, I have a show called Punk is Dead on Monday nights at 10 p.m. And our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made at cfrc.ca. Thank you for all the support you've given CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, broadcasting with 3 million microwatts of power.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and you're listening to me, Cindy, on Absolutely Frivolous. This is an all-audio comedy show, and we have tons of different comedy. We put on stand-up, songs, improv. We have interviews with funny people, all kinds of funny stuff. If we can find it, we put it on the air for you. Please check it out. Please keep tuning in, 101.9 FM. Garrison Keillor is an American author, storyteller, humorist, and radio personality. He is known as host of the Minnesota public radio show, A Prairie Home Companion. He was born in Anoka, Minnesota, the son of Grace Ruth and John Philip Keillor, who was a carpenter and a postal worker. Garrison Keillor started his professional radio career in November 1969 with Minnesota Educational Radio, now Minnesota Public Radio, and distributing programs under the American Public Media brand. He hosted the morning program in the weekday drive time slot of 6 to 9 a.m. on KSJR 90.1 FM at St. John's University in Collegeville, which the station called A Prairie Home Entertainment. The show's eclectic music was a major divergence from the station's usual classical fare. During this time, he also began submitting fiction to The New Yorker, where his first story, Local Family Keeps Son Happy, appeared on September 19, 1970. Garrison Keillor resigned from the morning program in February of 71 to protest what he considered an attempt to interfere with his musical programming. The show became A Prairie Home Companion when he returned again in October. Garrison Keillor has written numerous magazine and newspaper articles and more than a dozen books for adults as well as children. In addition to writing for The New Yorker, he has written for The Atlantic Monthly and Salon.com. He's also authored an advice column at Salon.com under the name Mr. Blue. Following a heart operation, he resigned in September of 2001, his last column being titled Every Dog Has His Day. This is Garrison Keillor on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Santa Fe Brand Paper Punch. If you've ever tried to put papers in a loose leaf binder out on the trail, you know that the old method of punching holes just doesn't work. Now there's a punch that fits any saddlebag and makes holes that are smooth, not jagged, and evenly spaced. And now the Lives of the Cowboys.
You care for more beans?
No, thank you.
I got plenty.
Yeah, I see that. No thanks.
I just have to throw them out.
Well, you just do that. That's right. Skunks will eat them.
By the way, did you know that in a bowl of Irish bean soup, there are exactly 239 beans?
No.
Suppose you're wondering why. Because if there was one more bean, it would be too farty. Yeah, that was a joke there.
I suspected it was a joke, yeah. Yes.
What, you don't care for jokes?
Well, I like jokes. I just don't laugh at them, not sure.
You don't laugh?
No, I don't laugh.
Well, how come that is?
I don't know. I just never did.
Mm-hmm. Is it because of you and that Evelyn Bibelow?
No, no. It has nothing to do with that.
I think it is. I think you're still in love with her. Even though she broke up with you.
No, she found somebody else there, Dusty. And
yeah.
She's got married and everything. So. Right.
Well, you're still in love, I can tell, because your eyes don't focus there.
My eyes don't focus because out here on the windswept, godforsaken prairie, there's nothing to focus on.
Well. You know?
Except for that cactus over there. I don't care to look at that, so.
Yeah, anyway. So, The old man died of a heart attack one Sunday morning when he was making love to his wife.
I see.
They made love every Sunday morning in time to the church bells ringing, which was a nice rhythm for them. Mm. Then, unfortunately, the ice cream truck came along.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that one before, actually.
I know, but it's a classic.
You told it yesterday.
All right, fine. How about this one here? Where are the Virgin Islands?
Nowhere near the Isle of Man, I can tell you that.
I told you that one, too, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, what happened when the chicken slept under the car?
Under the car? She woke up oily the next morning.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Why should you wear two pairs of pants when you play golf?
In case you get a hole in one.
Uh-huh. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head? Cliff.
I know. I heard that joke.
All right. Did you hear about the mechanic who was addicted to brake fluid?
Addicted to brake fluid?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
He said it was no problem. Right. He could stop anytime.
Right, exactly.
The Kleenex factory workers who went on strike?
That's right. Now everyone will have to pick it.
All right. Well, okay, okay.
I mean, it's all jokes. Old jokes.
How am I supposed to get new jokes? Huh? Out here on the trail. I mean, you just have to use the ones I got over and over again.
Looks like we got visitors coming yonder.
I think
a couple
right
of
there.
Rough hombres over there.
Very rough.
One of them looks like Big Messer.
You know that other one there? That's a man known as Spike.
Spike, huh? Keep my eye on.
Howdy, boys.
Morning, Big Messer. Spike.
Yeah, morning. What brings you two out here, anyway? Yeah.
Care for some beans? Got plenty of them. Well,
yes, sir, we got...
I came out here because I heard tell you said I was so ugly, I looked like I'd been bobbing for French fries.
And I heard tell that you were telling people that when I sit on the beach, cats try to bury me.
I never said anything of that sort.
That's what they said you said.
Who said we said?
People said.
That's right.
What people?
People in town.
All right, look, we ain't been in town for weeks.
Well, this was some time ago.
Hmm. Yeah, they said you told them that I was so dumb it took me an hour to make minute rice.
Mm. Yeah.
That my teeth are so yellow that cars slow down when I smile. That true?
Mm-mm.
Never said anything of the sort.
Uh-huh. You never said I was fat?
Never did. Not me. Nope.
And you? Did you say I was fat?
Nope, never did.
People said you said I was fat and have a great big butt. And...
I didn't see it.
Well, besides that my butt was so big that when I haul ass, I have to make several trips.
Well, I don't,
huh?
Don't know where they heard that. That's not from us. No,
I
sir.
Don't... Yeah.
Well, they said that you said that whenever I walk past a bathroom, the toilet flushes.
Oh, my.
Never said that.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm here to tell you that you're going to pay for saying these things.
Wait a minute, Spike.
Come on.
God damn, Spike.
Yeah. I'm going to cut you off.
Don't do it, please.
Today.
No.
Yeah, me and Big Messer here.
That's right.
We control wireless internet in these parts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other parts,
please,
too.
Don't do it.
Your online days are over, pal.
Yeah. Your account has been closed. Your password has been revoked.
Please don't do that to me.
Hey, wait a minute.
Too cruel.
Partner.
Huh? What?
You mean to tell me you had wireless access out here on the prairie all
As long as we stayed close to the telegraph
line. You never told me that, for crying out loud.
Well, you never asked. What'd you think I was doing there, sitting there tapping away at my laptop?
Well, I thought you were, writing to Evelyn Bibelot.
Well, I was, actually.
Well, your days of writing to her are finished, mister.
That's right. You can get yourself a ballpoint pen and some postcards, pal.
Well, that don't beat all. If I'd have known you had wireless internet, then I could have found a whole new slew of jokes there.
Oh, you looking for new jokes?
Huh.
Here's one. The only thing attracted to you is the force of gravity.
Hey, you're such a pig. When you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, they have to install a speed bump.
All right, now we're in the...
Oh, that hurt people.
Now, hey, fellas, what do you say we bury the hatchet?
Yeah.
Get a bottle of rot-gut whiskey out here. What do you say about that?
Some pretty nasty root beer here, too.
What do you think,
A single
Spike?
Root. Single root.
How about
single
that?
Root. Tastes like dirt, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty good to me.
All right, then.
Open a bottle here.
No.
There you go. Put a little rot gut in there for a consistency.
All right, I'll take care of that. There we go.
There you go.
Wow. There, it's pretty good there, but now there's no reason not to be friends. No.
Well, you know, it smells like darn good rot gut, to tell you that
there
much.
It is.
Yep, yep. All right, here we go. Here's to women and whiskey.
Women and whiskey.
Women, yeah. Women especially. Yes.
How about that, boys?
I didn't get married, Lefty. I couldn't do it because I'm in love with you. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I am.
I just don't think I'm the right person for you, Evelyn. I'm just too restless, that's all.
Guess I'm willing to take that chance.
I love you too much, Evelyn, to ever let you get mixed up with a person like myself.
Oh, Lefty.
Who's he talking to?
Lefty? Oh, he gets in this mood whenever he gets into the root beer.
Oh.
It's his lady love. They've broken up about 3 times.
Oh, so where is she now?
Well, he's not sure. Maybe Albuquerque, maybe Monteverde.
Wait.
Yeah?
Did you say Albuquerque?
That's right.
I had a gal in Albuquerque. Well, I used to. Gosh, haven't thought about her in years.
Well, you never told me about her.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful woman. Italian, I think she was.
Hey, I'm your best friend, Big Messer. I thought you would tell me these things.
Well, it was too painful to be talking about.
You never could forget her, huh?
Never could. That's what I tell you. Women, you can't live with them. You can't live without them.
Well, I had a gal in Albuquerque, too.
You did?
Yeah.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah, she was in love with me, and then...
And what?
It's too painful.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even talk about
it. Well, here's my hand. You take it.
It's been 10 years, and I never got over her. Pamela.
What'd you say?
Pamela. Yeah, never could forget her.
In Albuquerque.
Yep, Albuquerque.
That was the name of my girl in Albuquerque.
Pamela?
That's right.
You got a picture of her?
I do right here in my holster. Wait, there she is.
What? Why?
Hey, you... Oh. Ah, come here. Give me that picture. Get it.
Well, that was interesting, running into those two guys here.
Nice having to beat each other up and save us the trouble.
You gonna keep in touch with your lady love?
Oh, I don't know. She's probably better off without me, I would say.
Well, that goes without saying.
Well. Cowboy wasn't meant to be happy there. Dusty, it's one thing we ought to know by now. It's that happiness was not part of the deal. Yeah. Get all good and lonesome out on the trail, and then we long for the comforts of society and companionship, and we head to town, and 2 days later, we're ready to be lonely again. It's just the meaning of it all.
So, what are we meant to be there?
Well, we're meant to be cowboys, I guess.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
I have no idea. That's what we're trying to find out here.
All right, then. Yeah!
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Scorched Earth Underarm Deodorant. When you haven't bathed for weeks and you suddenly run into a beautiful woman you need results fast for, reach for Scorched Earth Underarm Deodorant and Antiperspirant. Takes away the smell and most of the hair.
Sue Scott and Jim Russell, Mr. Fred Newman, and Mr. Tom Keith.
This is Chris Brown from the Open Heart Society. Please support CFRC, your community radio. Coming to you on 101.9 FM.
The Four Directions Aboriginal Student Center, located at 146 Berry Street, offers resources and services for Aboriginal students at Queen's University. Among its many services, the center offers a Three Sisters Feast Weekly on Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. at the center, prepared by staff or a guest chef. The center is open daily, Monday to Friday, and hosts events throughout the year. For more information, visit queensu.ca/FDASC.
Different DJs, 5 days a week. The Indie Wake Up Call, wrenching you from the perfect world of dreams to the harsh reality of the workday. Monday to Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on CFRC 101.9.
Follow us on Twitter
at twitter.com/CFRC.
John Panette is an American actor and a stand-up comedian. He has toured the comedy club circuit since the 1980s, and he has appeared in cinema and television. Besides stand-up, John does impressions of the Chipmunks, Elvis Presley, Gollum from The Lord of the Rings, and an Ewok, as well as various ethnic accents. He occasionally sings from The Wizard of Oz in stand-up routines. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he graduated from Malden Catholic School in 1982. He started a career in accounting, but on the advice of friends, he left to pursue a career in comedy. He got a break when asked to tour with Frank Sinatra. John Panette is a regular guest on The Tonight Show and on The View. John Panette was in duets, Dear God, and Junior. He was a regular on the series Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and he starred as the carjack victim in the final episode of Seinfeld. John Panette was named Stand-Up Comedian of the Year by American Comedy Awards in 1999, and he received a Gemini Award nomination for his televised performance at the Montreal Comedy Festival in 2000. Here's John Panette on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I bought a house in Pennsylvania near my family. I have family that I'm always flying there to see. My sisters, my brother-in-laws, my nieces, my nephew, and I'll buy a house near my family. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm the youngest by 9 years. I have one sister in Pennsylvania. She's a health nut. We're very close. We go to a restaurant. I order. She said, he'll have a salad. So I have to order at another table and pretend to go to the bathroom a lot. My other sister, she's going to decorate my house because I'm always on the road. She's gonna be my interior decorator. Now, I don't know what that is. I grew up poor, and not the kind of poor where you go, we were poor, but we never knew it. I was certain of it. And I was not happy about it. Periodically, I would say, hey, just want you to know that I know we're poor. I can't do anything with a house anyways. I've lived on the road, you know, half of my life. When I bought the house in Vegas, the first week I put the dishes outside for room service. Home Depot. I went to Home Depot. First of all, you could die in there. They never find you. Second of all, I realized everything here needs assembly and started to hyperventilate and had to wait in a car. I can't work on anything in the house. If you can do home improvements, if you can do repairs, that's craft, that's God-given talent. I shouldn't do it. I just know I shouldn't do it. If something goes wrong, I call. It made a spark. I'm leaving now. Call me when it doesn't do that anymore. But I didn't have to worry about anything in Pennsylvania because I had my interior decorator to take care of the house for me. She's gonna decorate it. She's gonna shop for the furniture. She's dragged me to 80 furniture stores. I've lived there 18 months. We're still going to furniture stores. I almost killed one furniture guy. I said, I'll take this couch. We'll order it for you. It'll take 14 weeks. It's right here. Help me get it in the truck. No, this is our floor model. If we give you this, people won't know what we have. Yeah, but you don't have it, so help me get it in the truck. I went to one furniture store, I heard angels, ha ha ha, Lazy Boy. Yeah, my furniture's in there, it has my name on it. My sister brings stuff over every day that I'm off the road to decorate the house. She brought over a chestnut roasting pan. It's from the 18th century. Wow. That's great. I was walking around the kitchen the other day going, where's my chestnut roasting pan? I said, well, I guess I'll go get some chestnuts. She said, no, it's just to hang up on the wall. No! You'll pay $250 for that. Out of my money. I'm roasting chestnuts and I don't care if I burn the house down. I'm originally from Boston, as I said. And I have an autographed shirt of Larry Bird in my kitchen. I come back from the road, and it's been taken down and replaced with a picture of a giant pear. And She's in front of the pair going, now isn't that better? And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but what a giant pear! Was I eating a pear one day and going, this pear is so good. I wish I had something to remind me of it for the rest of my life. And then I asked her, I said, where's my Larry Bird shirt? Oh, I put that away. Where? She has a bad memory. And so I'm going, where? Away. Somewhere. And she does that with a lot of my stuff. She puts it away. So on my days off from the road, I walk around the house looking for all my stuff that's gone away. Why does everything I love go away? And the neighbors see me wandering around the house. Look at that poor little man. He wanders and he's so sad. They can see me because there's no blinds in the house. Yeah, I got an estimate for blinds. You know about blinds? They're expensive. I didn't know that. They want like $5,000. I'm not paying that. If I walk around naked long enough, the neighbors will chip in. How are you, Mr. and Mrs. Lipinski? My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was gonna host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was gonna have it catered. I wanted to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're gonna cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? You're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them. Turnips are a horrible vegetable and they show up during the holidays. Nobody cooks turnips on a weekly basis. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. You can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. This didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. You don't like it either, huh? I was going to put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.
The year was 1966, 3 years before the well-known Stonewall riots. In the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, a rapid development of the area had caused many transgender people into more low-income housing and to the streets. As cross-dressing was illegal at the time, in San Francisco, many people had difficulty securing employment. In addition, police enforcement had increased its pressure within the community. The heated relationship between the trans community and police exploded during an altercation between a police officer and a transgendered patron in Gene Compton's cafeteria. An officer attempting to arrest a trans woman was paid in kind with a cup of coffee to his face. The riot began and spread to the streets, whereby a police car was destroyed. The next night brought more members of the trans community with Tenderloin street folks and other members of the queer community to picket Compton's cafeteria, which had refused to let transgender people back in. The riot marked a turning point in queer organizing and LGBT history. Do you know your Pride history?
Oh, This is the opera. Hello, I'm David Smith, and I'd like to invite you to explore the exciting world of opera with me every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on CFRC. We'll listen to opera excerpts, full-length operas, and profiles of artists past and present. Please join me every Sunday from 11 till 1 for This is the Opera.
Many places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhyme. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing my song for you. You taught me precious secrets, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. Better. So if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in there hiding. There's no space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you.
See
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
From the Shoe Swap, this is Balmoral Blues. This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues, and you're listening to the best blues radio in British Columbia's Shoe Swap. Detroit Jr. was a Chicago blues scene mainstay, and his piano voice and lively stage presence was featured in many bands, including those of Howlin' Wolf and Eddie Shaw. He also wrote songs that were recorded by Albert King and Coco Taylor, just to name two. And in the 1970s, he began recording under his own name. Starting the show is Detroit Jr. with Some Nerve.
He called the police and had me put out. I didn't want to leave, but it was your house. Some nerve you got, baby, asking me to come back. Now that I'm used to being free, you know what, baby, I found out I like it like that. I call you on the phone, you hung up in my face, after bragging about you got another man to take my place. Some nerve you got, asking me to come back. Home on a Friday and give you my whole check. All you had to buy me some packages of cigarettes. Some nerve you got, baby, asking me to come back. I'm used to being free, baby, and I found out I like it like that.
This is David Blaine. You're tuned in to Balmoral Blues. We were just listening to Detroit Jr. with Some Nerve. The cleverly named band, the British Blues Casting Corporation, is a UK quartet of veteran musicians led by Bob Cram on vocals and guitar, with Dave Williamson on bass and vocals, Barry Cook on drums and percussion, and Ben Keane on guitar and vocals. The new album is called Saints and Sinners. So up next is a couple of tunes from that album, starting with Ain't Got the Blues Blues, followed by Back Home in New Orleans.
To the crossroads, I tried to flag a ride. Everybody seemed to know me, and nobody passed me by. I went back to the crossroads, I fell down on my knees. A pretty girl pulled up and said, won't you ride with me? I'm confused. I sat down to ride a blue, so confused. Got nothing I can use. Got the, I ain't got the blues. Cause I ain't got the blues. Bone, I got a mojo too, but I got a vintage Strat and a gold top 52. I was born under a good sign, could walk before I crawled. If it wasn't for good luck, wouldn't have no luck at all. I'm confused. I sat down to ride a blue, so confused. Vintage Mustang, 1965. Man, I love to drive the car, I never felt so alive. I joined a proper blues band, the best a man could choose. Now I'm playing jazz and jive, I finally got the blues. I was confused.